following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, good afternoon, Refuge family. It is 12 o'clock and it is noon. Typically, I have been producing little short videos for you to watch because I've been in the kids' ministry getting us prepared back in there. But today, I'm going to do it live for you because I thought, hey, it would be really nice to actually go back to doing live little teachings here. As we begin today, I want to pray for our time, and I hope that you're encouraged by this time. Just getting into the Word, we're going to be in John chapter 1, but let's go ahead and pray before we begin. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are, Lord. The fact that in your presence is the fullness of joy. We can find peace just being next to you, fully leaning on you and trusting in you in all things that we need in life and especially during this season. God, and I pray that as we go forward as a church and as a family and as a body of people that are meant to love you but also be imitators of you and to represent you to the people of this world, I pray that your word just fills our heart and fills our mind today. In your name, amen. Amen. Well, I hope you guys are doing good. I just got done this morning. I had a wonderful time over in our children's ministry area this morning because we had our women's Bible study. So women, if you don't know, we have a Tuesday women's Bible study that you can come to. And me and my family, we were doing some of the child care back there, and we were taking care of some of the kids. And I just always love to mention what a joy it is to really work with kids, and what a pleasure it is to spend time with them. Because as you work with kids, and as you guide kids, and as you get to talk with kids, you get to kind of just remember the simplicity of life. And I think that that is where children are a blessing of the Lord, is because, you know, kids, they haven't developed all the negative, kind of frameworks of this world, or they haven't experienced a lot of the stuff that as we get older kind of hardens us to life. They're still very pliable. and their minds, they're still walking into this world with dreams and ideas and the ways that things should be and ideals. And we get to kind of teach them about the way that God wants it to be, the way that God designed it to be. And they could just fully absorb that with all these other thoughts not coming into their head saying, well, yeah, maybe that's too idealistic, or maybe that is, things are supposed to be perfect, but I'm not all that perfect. Therefore, you know, I have a hard time really imitating Jesus. We really just get to be straightforward with the truth with kids, and we get to tell them, God wants you to love people no matter what, in a simple phrase like that. You know, and how powerful a simple phrase like that is for them. And they just understand that. Now, when we as adults hear those phrases and we say, well, God wants you to love people no matter what and to forgive people no matter what they've done to you, God wants you to forgive people. You know, we're like, well, I know, but it's really hard. See, we have all this extra garbage that we kind of add on to God's word, as opposed to just following his word for what it says. Well, I bring that up because in our children's ministry, we like to teach them the Bible, not just through the teaching of the word, but we like to use the Bible itself for the imagery within our children's ministry, which means here at our church, when we teach kids the spiritual things of the Bible with the imagery that's in the Bible. And the most common imagery in the Bible is that of water, trees, fruit, and light. And that's the most common imagery that you see from Old Testament and New Testament that describes the things of the Lord. So this morning, I actually had a lot of fun with the kids, and I got to talk with them about the Trinity, and I got to use a little paper and some crayons to explain to them the idea of the Trinity. So I'm going to read to you from John chapter 1 today, and I'm going to try to paint a picture in your head using the biblical metaphors for God and for who he is to help us maybe understand this concept, which is so important to understand. So we're going to be in John chapter 1, and if you don't know, John chapter 1 is where you find the kind of tightest connected argument for the Trinity. It's John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and then you read down to verse 14, and you see the connection there. And so I'm going to read this for you, and then I'm going to try to paint a picture in the air around me and see if you can follow along with it. Are you ready? So here we go. John chapter 1, verse 1 says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Let's stop right there. In the beginning was the Word. I'm painting a picture, so imagine a little space right here. Word. And the Word was God, and the Word was with God, and he was in the beginning. So we have Word and we have God. Now please understand that when you read Word in the Bible, the Word of God and the Spirit of God are used interconnected. They're interconnected within Scripture. So when you read those two things, you're reading the Spirit of God and the Word of God interconnected right there. Okay? In him, in the Word, was life, and life, and the life was the light of men. So there is the first illustration that we are given here is light, that of light. In the beginning was the Word, and it was life, and it was light. And so for our children, we show them a little light, and we say the light, right? The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And this is verse 6. Then there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, the image that we are given of how we are to think about God biblically. The light, God is the light. His Word is the light. And that light is life itself, that all might believe through him. John was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Now, it's talking about God and God's Spirit, or the Word of God and God, right? So, we're talking about the light, describing God is light. And then verse 14, if you skip down to verse 14, it says this, and the Word became flesh. And so we have the Word, we have God, are one and the same, and then we have flesh, right? The Word became flesh, and that is the Son of God, and that's who we know to be Jesus. It says this, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then we know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, or the light in our world. So the Bible uses this term to describe God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son, Jesus, and all three of those are referred to as light. And so we would know that to be the Trinity, the light of life. All that is life, the very essence of true life, of truth, of spiritual truth, of what is right, what is correct, what is true. The Bible says that is light, the knowledge of the glory of God, the light of God. Right, he's shined down onto us that we may know who he is. And so all three of those, we need to understand that God the Father, God the Spirit, and God the Son are different from each other. They're different in the way that they operate, or the way that they you know, the way that we read them in Scripture, where God the Father, He just is. He is everywhere. He is the Creator. He is the source of all life. And then we have God the Spirit, which we know that God's Spirit moves and flows and fills us with the things. And that's what I talked about last Tuesday, is that God's Spirit fills us and He flows and He moves, right? And we know that God's Spirit is moving when we see the very essence of God's love moving through people. But then we have our Messiah and our Savior, and that's who Jesus Christ is, the Christ. We have God, the Word, the Light, the Life, in the form of one of us, of me and you. And we know the three of them to be separate from each other, but we know that they're all one, and that one being, that one essence, is the light of life. And as you read the words of Jesus, you start to see that that is revealed as He talks to His disciples. And He says, hey, stay with the light as the light is with you. You know, don't depart from it, because the light won't be with you much longer. He's talking about Himself. And when He talks about how God the Father in Him is that if you've seen Him, then you have seen God the Father. He's referring to the fact that if you are with Him, who He is the light of the world, then you understand who God the Father is, the light, the way, the truth, and the life. So we do that with some of our kids, but we use colors and we use crayons and we kind of show them that all three of them are separate from each other, but yet they are the same thing. They are one being or one essence, and that one is the light and the truth and the way of life. And further, if you read the Scriptures, you know that it's reinforced, as that very essence is love, joy, peace, patience and wisdom, kindness and gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, control, and ultimate perfection, or what we would say is righteous. And that is who God is. So why is that so important? Well, I think it's important to understand that concept. I think it's so important to understand the nature of who God is, His very essence, the fact that He is the light of life. It is so important because as you read your Scriptures, as you read the Word of God, and as you go through it and you understand, you know, what is mine and your job? What is our job to be? We are to be, as the Apostle Paul would say, to walk as children of light. We are to continually walk in wisdom. We are to continually to model God. We are to be imitators of God in all things that we do, no matter what. Because it's that simple. See, we as adults complicate things. We make it really difficult. We want to add a lot of our garbage or a lot of our own life experience or a lot of our traditions onto what God's Word says about Himself. Sometimes we even add our own imagery into the Bible that's not in the Bible. And we kind of make it a lot more confusing than really what it just says. It says God is light. That's the image that He gives us to understand Himself, that He is light. So we need to make sure that in all things that we do, that we don't complicate Scripture, that we don't look at ideas, even something you would say like the Trinity as being a super complex subject. It's really not if you just read the Bible and you use the imagery that's in the Bible to understand. When we start to complicate Scripture and we don't come to God, as Jesus would say, as a little child, we don't come to Him with a simple understanding of His Word, and we try to add a lot of our own philosophies and all of our own experiences, like I said, to the understanding of the Scripture, we really complicate things. And I think, unfortunately, when we complicate things, we start walking not in the light of God. We start walking in really kind of the muck and the dirt of ourselves, of this world, of the arguments of this world. And we so easily forget what it's really all about when you really strip everything away. You strip it all away. You continue to strip it away and strip it away and strip it away. And what do you see? What is your life built upon? Who are you called to be? You're called to be a child of God, a child of the light of Jesus, and to walk in that way in all of your relationships and in all things that you do, to be filled with His Spirit, which is the Spirit of His light, right? We are to walk with God in that way in all things that we do. It is not difficult to understand. It is difficult to apply to our mind and to our heart. And that difficult part that is hard to apply to our mind and heart, it's simply this. When light comes in and light starts to expose things, right? Light will expose the darkness. A lot of the things that make it difficult is our own dirty, dark darkness that we're not willing to expose to the light of God's Spirit. And my prayer for you is that you would return to the Lord as a child to recognize the darkness that's inside your own life. And even if you gave your life to the Lord 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, if you have given your life to the Lord and you have said, I'm following Jesus, but there's still some of those closed off areas deep inside of you, some of those closet doors deep within inside your heart that says, God, I don't want you to enter in there. I think going forward into the future, you should, in order to walk fully in the light of God, is really consider, like, God, I just need to return to you. I need to put all my garbage out on the table and let the light of who you are, God, confront the darkness in my own life, God, and help heal me from the pain and the sadness and the sorrow that is my own nature, my own sinful dark nature, and of the dark things that this world has done to me. Heal me, God, and let me walk simply and faithfully with you. That's my encouragement for you guys today. Praying for you, like always. Exciting things happening here at the church in the future as we look to maybe reopen some of the children's ministry areas. Hopefully just praying on that. Be praying for us on that here in the coming just couple of weeks. And we'll have more to update you with on that later. But let me pray for you as we end today. Father God, I thank you for everybody who's watching this. Lord, remind them of the simplicity of your word. That when it says that you are the light of life, Lord, they understand that you are the light of life. We're not just a fan of you, Lord. You're not just Jesus, you're not just a person that we want to model and imitate because we think that you look cool. Lord, we understand that it is your Spirit that fills us today that exposes, Lord, really the darkness of our own nature. And I pray for those that are out there that are struggling, that know deep inside of them, between their spouse, between their children, between their friends, between their family, between their neighbors, those that are around them, that there are closed off areas within them, Lord, that need to be exposed to your darkness. Give them the courage and the strength to do what they know they need to do, Lord, which is confess the things that aren't right in their life and to start walking fully in the light of the Father, of the Son, and of the Spirit. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.